Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lafondra looking to get onside of Font. Lafondra away from David. 3-1 Reading. 3 points Reading.
Hello and welcome to the Unparked Rolls podcast, supported by Blue Collar Street Food. Well, it has been a very dramatic day in the world of Reading FC. First of all, James Earnshaw, who has brought us the news earlier about a shortfall, then sell before, telling us that the shortfall is actually £1 million approximately. But to help me talk through it, I've got that man indeed. It is James Earnshaw.
You're right, Paul.
I'll be honest, I've had a lot better days. And I'm also joined by Greg Double from Sell Before We Die. How are you doing, Greg?
Yeah, pretty similar to you, Paul. Anyone asks that question at the moment, you go, yeah, I'm all right, except for the impending doom.
yeah. Apart from the eternal feeling of loss inside my body every day, which gets more, I feel absolutely fine, you know. Well, James, earlier you brought us the news about the shortfall and also that if we go, we manage to get through March, April's looking a lot better. So it is so critical that we do get through this month. We have got a donation set up, ticket situation set up for Elm Park Rolls, which we will come into more details later. But James, tell us more about what you put out early on the Reading Chronicle.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of, you know, I think Sell Before We Die put out about the shortfall in the first place. And I just kind of wanted to somewhat quell the fear and the unknown that, you know, it's not like we've got this every single month. I think the club do feel relatively as confident as they can be about anything, I guess, at the minute. That sort of April and May is looking a bit brighter than how things are looking at the minute. They do have sort of scheduled payments that are due to come in that haven't come in this month, that sort of should help offset whatever they're going to be short of in the next sort of couple of months. So yeah, it's mainly sort of all hands on deck and getting, you know, whatever cash they can get through this month and hopefully kind of plugging that gap so that we can sort of live to fight another month.
Yeah, it's absolutely critical, isn't it, Greg, that we get through this. I mean, the 1 million obviously came out from Sell Before We Die earlier. That is, it's a big amount of money. No one can pretend it isn't.
Yeah, no, it is difficult not to say it without putting the Dr. Evil voice on as well, isn't it? But it's, it's $1 million. It's horrible. Like, and £1 million is a hell of a lot of money. And I think, look, that might give you some indication of why the club and others are less keen on the fundraising element part of it, because it's, with the greatest respect in the world to all of us fans, £1 million in tenners and 20 quids and buckets isn't going to cut it. It needs to be something more drastic. It needs to be sponsors. It needs to be corporates getting involved. And we could do with some high net worth individuals if there are any budding Sir John Medeski's knocking about, now's the time to put your head up under the parapet. It's a big number. But look, the I think throughout this entire season, everyone has been either pleasantly surprised or genuinely surprised at the force of Reading fans in general, in terms of how willing we were willing to go to disrupt matches, to get the points made, to go all the way through. And we've done some pretty incredible things this season, and that includes on the pitch with players who've had every odd stat against them, all of a sudden forming a bond with the fans that I think is pretty special. So yeah, it's a horrible number. I know the club are doing everything they possibly can to raise money. I know that we're going to do our best too. But at the moment, the focus is all on tickets, because we know it's the thing that gets the money into the club the fastest and the most direct. And we know it can't get pinched by a certain someone.
Yes, that's exactly what we don't want. I agree totally on the tickets. If you want to give a ticket donation, you can go to elmparkrolls.com. Recommended, we're starting at £24 per ticket, but you can give whatever you want, as small as you want, as large as you want. I'm going to say, yeah, give as large as you can, because, you know, it's what we need for the club, ultimately. Obviously, all of that money will go directly to them towards tickets. I've got to say it's uplifting, because we started the campaign, say, maybe an hour ago, and it's quite astonishing, the response so far. So be part of that and just make us get through this month into April, because it's quite worrying, isn't it? If we don't get through that, James, the club just becomes so much less attractive to a possible newer owner.
Yeah, well, it's an instant 2-point deduction in it. So that drops you right back sort of down towards relegation. You know, you'll have creditors then that kind of will miss out. You don't know how they're going to spread whatever money they do get by the end of the month as to whether they pay HMRC and kind of keep them quiet and not pay the wages, or pay wages and keep the tax man waiting, or external creditors. You know, hopefully we don't need to consider that, but that will be a consideration if the sort of the money isn't found. And then, yeah, you just kind of open yourself up to the English Football League again, and kind of, you know, as you say, make yourself less attractive and more uncertainty surrounds the club. If we can get through this month and then get through sort of April, May, it just gives Nigel Howe so much more time, doesn't it, to kind of find someone more suitable and someone that's willing to kind of pay through the nose for what Dye's holding out for.
Yeah, I totally agree, isn't it? It's the situation that we're in.
I think that's the point that's worth emphasizing a little bit harder, is it's about time. Like, this is a big race against it coming through. Now, there are the things, look, shortfalls in businesses happen quite regularly. The difference between our business and other businesses, like if a carpenter goes into shortfall, he doesn't get deducted 6 carpentry points for it. He like just gets told off, he has to extend his credits coming through. We have the sporting sanctions on top of that, and that's what we're trying to avoid. And look, I think there's a fairly clear relationship between sporting sanctions and the sale of the club, which is people were more interested in a League One club than a League Two club. People are more interested. If we can avoid points deductions, our chances of staying in League One are higher. Our chances of being bought are higher and going all the way through. Now, the really depressing angle on that is I think that applies even if we slip into administration. So if we slip into administration, if I was a potential buyer and saying, do I want a club that starts on minus 12 in League 2 or minus 12 in League 1? I think I'd still take the club that's minus 12 in League 1, right? Like, you've still got a chance to build that. I think you can see that there's a world of possibility that we could be 12 points clear of a relegation spot next season with a proper pre-season and a proper owner and a proper group of players that are starting their season in June, not as we did, basically started our season in October this year. There's very clear cause and effect in if we can beat March, April, May and June look better. And to James's point, it's better for a prospective sell. But I'm less afraid of the A word than I ever was. I also think it'd be better if we went into administration, a higher tier club than a lower tier club.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's got to be us. Anyway, you look at the players that we've got at the club, we've got some attractive players. We've got half a decent team. I don't feel we're that far away from having like a decent club if someone was to come in new. And I don't think we'd have to spend a fortune. We don't want that, because that clearly hasn't worked for us. But we want someone with a strategic long-term plan who can come along and stabilise the club and just do all the boring stuff, which fans aren't interested in. you know, none of us want to be sat here talking about the situation that we're in now. We're talking about taxes and wages not being paid for the last month or whatever it is. But we are here. That is the problem. And we just want a solution. We just desperately need to get through this period. And like you say, the carpenter's going to get deducted carpentry points. I'd like to know what kind of tool, which maybe he'd lose, but, you know, maybe I'm going off track there. But, you know, I just think, maybe James, it's just like we need someone to come up and be maybe a Reading icon, a Reading legend, come out of the woodwork, whoever you are, £1 million for someone there, put something as a generous, an incredible generous donation into the club, and you can become that person. You just don't know who can hear this or the word can spread. And that's all we can hope for right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we need a hero, don't we? We need a sort of a millionaire who kind of fancies just kind of doing something for the community. We need a Sir John Medeski, as you mentioned. You know, I don't, with all, you know, as much as we're all sort of valuable fans, I don't think fans, match going fans alone are going to be able to raise £1 million in under 2 weeks or just over 2 weeks. I think it needs big donations from some pretty big people, and whether they want to necessarily have their name and face banded around or just want to drop the money in and kind of do it as a nice gesture for a town or a club that means so much to it, you know, who knows. But yeah, I think we need some pretty big hitters to come out and decide to help out.
Yeah, another really good point on healthy club, healthy town, right? Well, I remember when we were in the Premier League, there was a load of research came out about how good it had been for the entire Reading town of the population, right? In terms of the amount of people we were getting, even there was even like bits of tourism because people were like filling hotels when you're getting big, when you're playing Liverpool home in a way, people fill hotels to come down. The whole town gets a boost with it when you have a Premier League club going down. And this is where I have so much sympathy for the club, because there's clearly some people that know this stuff matters. Like the Purple Turtle event was a fantastic event that got club, town, community together. Like, I mean, you might have thought the kit itself was honking, but the climate sleeves went all the way, went round the world, right? And that was a really powerful thing that was put University of Reading IP on the shirt and brought it together. But there's an appetite to do it. And so I would say, like, look, if there's any local businesses happening to link in a bit here, like, you look, you've got a chance to be a hero, but you've got a chance to line your own pockets. It's like, If Gillette want to come in, I promise you I'm clean shaven for the rest of my life. If, like, what have we got? It's a wealthy area. You've got all these tech companies coming through. I can tell you for free, if Microsoft want to pop in, I'll sell the Mac. Like, there is a lot of loyalty that could be generated from local businesses, local areas, if you help now in a time of need, and you'll get it back tenfold, I imagine.
Yeah. I'm just, I'm trying to think of people that could come in. I mean, maybe if someone, big vegan sponsor comes in, or we can all turn vegan. I mean, that's a step, isn't it? It is a big step, but you never know. Would we take that?
I mean, I'm fine. I'm a vegetarian. I'd go back the other way. If McDonald's want to come piling in.
You're looking for a cheat code there, I think.
Call me Ronald McDonald and send me in. But it's, yeah. But like, I think that is a point worth emphasizing again. It's like, look, if you come at a time of need, you're going to be well looked after by a fan base that won't forget it. I mean, I'm not far off getting a Select Car Leasing tattoo. Like, I don't even drive. I'm going to rent a few cars a couple of weeks. Like,
yeah, totally. I've actually got three outside my house and I don't drive as well. So, it's, you know, it's costing me a fortune, but I think it's worth every single penny. Fabulous company. I just want to say Select Car Leasing. Others aren't available. So, yeah, I mean, to sum up, it's been a dramatic day, but it's not a fatal day for Reading FC. It is still salvageable. Someone can come in. And I think with the campaign, the ticket donation thing, I'm hoping that becomes a national thing. And then you get more attention off that. And you might get someone's eyes that you just don't know. And we just got to hope. And that's all we've got right now, isn't it? So thanks a lot for joining us on this short, but, you know, slightly downbeat podcast, but this is where we are. We really appreciate it. So if you have appreciated our efforts this season, give us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. And I just want to finish with up the fucking ding. Thank you.